This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
Thank you so much for your word today, Lord. We thank you that the Spirit of God is alive within each of us, Father. We thank you that the Spirit of God is present. He's anointing us to hear the word of God. He's anointing us to preach the word of God. We thank you, Father, the Spirit of God is here today. He's moving in our midst, Father. We give the service to you to move in any way, shape, form, fashion that you desire, Father. We yield. We have no message of our own, Father, but the message you've given us, Father. Anointed this day, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, if you would, well, we're going to finish our series on discipline for the purpose of godliness. Discipline for the purpose of godliness. You should be a disciplined individual so that you can manifest the character, the nature, and the holiness of God to a dying world. People should be able to look at you and you're so disciplined that you can do like Jesus and you can say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, Jesus did not say I was the Father, but he said, look, I'm so like the Father that if you've seen me, you've seen him. You ever known some people that are so much alike, you say, he's just like his brother. You seen one, you seen the other one. That's what he was saying. People should be saying of you, if you've seen me, you've seen my big brother Jesus. Because I move like him. I walk like him. If you've seen me, you've seen my Father. I do nothing but what he tells me to do. Does that sound familiar? Now, we said that Jesus gathered around him 12 disciples. The word disciple we looked at, Matteo, was a disciplined one, or one that is trained in a study or a discipline. We said that the practical definition of it that we're using for this message is discipline is the practice and training by instruction or exercise in self-control. Discipline is the practice and training by instruction or exercise in self-control. We went to Luke 6:40, which says the disciple is not above his master, the disciplined one, the Christian who is disciplined. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. We say one of the reasons that you're disciplined is if you are disciplined under the teaching, the training, the instruction of Jesus Christ, and you're exercising self-control to make your behavior line up and your lifestyle line up with Jesus' teaching, you will be like your master. It said that in Luke 6:40. We went on and we said that Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I that liveth, for Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We elaborated on that. That Paul said, I died, was buried with Christ. Now I'm risen newness of life. I'm still dead, but Christ is living through me because I willingly have disciplined myself to follow his training, his instruction, and I control myself to do it. Now, it is not a true statement unless you're going to tell me you're not born again, that you are subject to the flesh, that you have to. I can't help myself. The Bible says when you're born again, you are free from sin. You're free from the bondage of sin. Nobody has to sin if they're born again. If you're saying, I can't help myself, you don't understand, this happens to me and I just get going, I just can't control myself. That's why you can't control yourself, because whatsoever a man saith and believe what he says shall come to pass. The word of God says you are in control of yourself. You have been made new. You're a new creature. The Spirit of God's inside of you. And if you feed that spirit man, he'll be strong enough to control that flesh man. But if you don't feed him, he won't be strong enough to control him. But it's not a matter of I can't help myself. Back in the 70s, some of you might remember the phrase was from Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. The devil can't make any Christian do anything. Because how can somebody you have authority over, who's beneath your feet, who you rule and reign over in this earth and in the life to come, how can they have authority over you to make you do anything? And if you're not careful, you'll sneak up and you'll be so undisciplined that you'll say things like, you make me mad. How's somebody else going to make you mad? Somebody else can do something that you could interpret as mad. It's like people talk about you offend me. Nobody can offend you. You can choose to take offense to what they say or not. Let's say, for example, you have a, talking about discipline of your character, discipline of your emotions. You've got an individual comes up, a little four-year-old kid, you're in the mall and the kid comes up and just hits you on the shoulder. Are you going to get mad? Suppose somebody 30 years old come over and hit you on the shoulder not much harder than they do. Are you going to be ready to fight? Probably so. Who are you going to walk up here and hit me? Well, you got mad one time, didn't get mad the other time, and the same thing happened. It's all on how you interpret it. If you're disciplined in your mind and you're disciplined in your spirit, you can interpret things in such a way that you don't have to get out of control. Take, for example, things aren't going your way on the job. So you get all frustrated and you stress out and fall apart. Or you can just look and say, sinners are going to sin. But my God supplies my need anyway. So no matter what they do or how they act, no word formed against me shall prosper. Or you go home fretting. I think they're going to say something bad about me. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get all upset. Why did you choose to respond like that? Where's your faith in God? Because, see, Jesus is on the throne no matter what.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
Talking about discipline of your character, discipline of your emotions. You've got an individual comes up, a little four-year-old kid, you're in the mall and the kid comes up and just hits you on the shoulder. Are you going to get mad? Suppose somebody 30 years old come over and hit you on the shoulder not much harder than they do. Are you going to be ready to fight? Probably so. Who are you going to walk up here and hit me? Well, you got mad one time, didn't get mad the other time, and the same thing happened. It's all on how you interpret it. If you're disciplined in your mind and you're disciplined in your spirit, you can interpret things in such a way that you don't have to get out of control. Take, for example, things aren't going your way on the job. So you get all frustrated and you stress out and fall apart. Or you can just look and say, sinners are going to sin. But my God supplies my need anyway. So no matter what they do or how they act, no word formed against me shall prosper. Or you go home fretting. I think they're going to say something bad about me. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get all upset. Why did you choose to respond like that? Where's your faith in God? Because, see, Jesus is on the throne no matter what. If your husband don't act right, Jesus is still on the throne. If your wife doesn't act right, Jesus is still on the throne. If the government doesn't act right, if the economy doesn't act right, if your kids don't act right, why do you have to give up your joy? Because you give it up. No, I can't help myself. No, you gave it up. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. And for anybody to have it, you got to give it away because the devil isn't big enough to take it. You can have peace. You can have joy. You can walk without carrying your emotions on your shoulder. If you're disciplined in the things of God and disciplined in his word, because if anybody was going to be offended, it was Jesus. We went on and we looked at Paul. People talking about being disciplined. And Paul said, look, I've been in the sea. I've been at peril. I've been stoned. I've been beat with 39 stripes. He listed all these things we talked about. But yet he was disciplined enough to keep going on. His body said, it's time to quit. We had enough. It's time to give up. Those people are mean to me. You don't understand. I'm quitting because they did this to me. No, discipline said, I'm disciplined to do what Christ did. My mind is set. My gaze is fixed on the cross, and I'm doing whatever's necessary that God may stand. When I stand before him, he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, if Jesus is an example of yours, you have to follow in his footsteps. And that's to follow his example, his teaching, his training. But he's looking for disciplined ones. He's looking for disciples. We have to understand that we can take control of ourselves if we want to. But Paul went on and he told them all, what are you all talking about? He said, I'm a disciplined individual. I do this. I do that. I've been worse than all of you and I'm still going. So don't give me an excuse about why you aren't going. We went on and we looked at in Hebrews 12. Flip over to Hebrews 12. We'll pick it up there. Hebrews 12, verse 7. If you endure chastening, which we knew that we studied it out and that word actually meant discipline. It says chastening and we think in terms of correction, but it's a form of correction. But the actual Greek word is translated discipline, more accurately translated. If you endure discipline, or you're willing to be disciplined is a better way to say it. If you're willing to be disciplined, God deals with you as a son. If you are willing to be disciplined, then God will discipline you. If you're willing to be disciplined, God will deal with you as a son he loves. For what son is he whom the father does not discipline? But if ye be without discipline, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. In other words, fatherless. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days disciplined us. You know, your parents, you don't live in your parents' house forever. Usually, you know, sometimes people do. They stay to help mom out, help dad out. But most people move out. They go get married, they go out, different things like that. But he said, you lived with them for a while, and they disciplined you for that while, but then you're on your own. But it goes here and says, verse 10, for they verily for a few days disciplined us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no discipline for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Them which are self-controlled in discipline, those that go out and do what Christ said do. The exercise is to apply yourself to it. You know, if you're, let's say, it's kind of like, if you go to school and you study and you go out and you work in that field, people could say you're exercising your degree. You know, I have a degree in medicine. I'm going out and exercise my degree in medicine. I have a degree in engineering. I'm going to go out and be an engineer. Exercise is to do. If you're exercising yourself in that chasing, in that discipline, you're out doing what that discipline has brought to you. And see, that's what discipline is about. Discipline is a training, and you're training for something that's going to come. Jesus will instruct and train you to defeat the devil, because I don't care how big and bad you think you are, the devil is coming. And I'm sorry it's like that. I hate to break the bad news to you. I know you figure if you get spiritual enough, the devil will leave you alone. The devil is not going to leave anybody alone. And matter of fact, like some of you may notice, you start going to church and you start getting the word, it seems like he intensifies his efforts. Because he's trying to steal that seed before that thing gets too big. I've seen people come, they got problems. The word of God builds them up. They come for 2 or 3 months. You don't see them for 2 or 3 months. They got problems again. And you see them for 2 or 3 months. You don't see them for 2 or 3 months. I've seen it all. And the key is, God is not mocked. As you sow, so shall you reap. You can't have inconsistent preparation and discipline and think you're going to have consistent victory. You have to be disciplined all the time. You have to be building in your propensity for discipline and your ability to be a disciplined one, because are you a disciple?
Today's message has been part 2 of the 2-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe.